True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Cherie from Ayer.
Hi, good morning.
Ayer.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thank you.
So, Cherie, you understand how this works. There are five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And she is now, in fact, over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Even the most dedicated Star Wars fans might have trouble coughing up the money for the new Lego's Death Star set. It's their most expensive set ever at $1,000. It has 9,000 pieces. Who blew up the Death Star?
Oh, my God. Luke Skywalker? I have no idea.
That's a really good guess. Question number two. Rosé and Bruno Mars won Song of the Year for APT. APT is Korean. It's a slang for what word?
Wait a minute. Is it apartment? No, wait.
You don't sound confident in any of your guesses.
No, I don't. It's like they go to someone's house and then they do a party and I think they play a game, but it's a game.
You should go, you should go with your gut.
Okay, an apartment. I don't know. Question. No, a game. Let's go with a game.
All right, question number three.
Oh, God.
Question number three. Lady Gaga won Artist of the Year at the VMAs last night. What is Gaga's fan base called?
They're little monsters.
Question number four. The Jonas Brothers are taking on the holidays in a very Jonas Christmas movie. Joe, Nick, and Kevin are on a mission to return to New York from London in time to be with family for Christmas. Now, this isn't the Jonas Brothers' first time acting. Nick stars as Seaplane McDonough in which big movie franchise?
This is wrong, but I know he was in Jumanji, so I'm just going to say that.
And question number five, Martin Freeman, 54 today. He played Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit movies and Dr. Watson on Sherlock. Name the man who directed the Hobbit trilogy and the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Need an answer.
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Cherie, you did great.
Are you kidding me? I thought I did awful.
You need to start believing in yourself more.
All right. So, Dan, question number two. You have a different answer on the sheet than what you were saying.
No, it means it can mean both. She's correct.
It means both?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's two different. Yeah.
Okay.
Kennedy, I'll explain in a minute, Kennedy.
Okay. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Cherie got 4 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, all right. Well these, done, friend. That's it.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Even the most dedicated Star Wars fans might have trouble coughing up the money for the new Lego Death Star set. It cost $1,000 and has 9,000 pieces. Who blew up the Death Star?
Luke Skywalker.
Tied at 1. Rosé and Bruno Mars won Song of the Year for APT. APT is Korean slang for which word?
Apartment.
But she said game.
Well, she said apartment, too. And but it is also a popular Korean drinking game. It's okay. And they play it in the video. It's the same.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Lady Gaga won Artist of the Year at the VMAs last night. What is Gaga's fan base called?
Little Monsters.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. The Jonas Brothers are taking on the holidays in a very Jonas Christmas movie, Kennedy. Listen to the plot. Joe, Nick, and Kevin are on a mission to return to New York from London in time to be with family on Christmas.
Oh, very good.
So
very
planes,
good.
Trains, and automobiles with the Jonas Brothers.
Now, this isn't the Joe Bros' first time acting. Nick stars as Seaplane McDonough in which big movie franchise?
Oh, Jumanji.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Martin Freeman, 54 today. He played Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit movies and Dr. Watson on Sherlock. Name the man who directed the Hobbit trilogy and the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Is that, Guillermo del Toro, is it? Guillermo del Toro.
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson.
I don't know if Peter's done anything else or he just collected his checks and went home.
I don't hate it.
Another one with that. 4-4 is the final score, so with a tie, Kennedy gets the win. Yeah, that was good.
That was fantastic.
You did great, Cherie. You almost had her.
Thank you.
You also did win yourself a pretty cool prize. You have a pair of concert tickets to go see Ashanti at Aganis Arena September 13th. It is a night out you don't want to forget. Trey Songz, Mario, Bobby V, all awesome. One night, all the lights live. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you have those tickets for free, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Cherie from Air Math, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Liam from Beverly.
Hey, Liam.
What's up? How's it going?
We're doing good. His wife's in the car. Good morning, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan.
Hi.
Will you guys kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Hey, Kennedy, could you get out of the studio, please?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio, so she won't be able to hear anything that is happening on the air. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more correctly than Kennedy. You win the $100. Liam, are you ready?
I'm born ready.
Swedish DJ Avicii would have been 36 years old today. Can you name Avicii's biggest song?
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to pass on that one. Not born ready for this one. Sorry.
Sorry, right, just 4 more.
Question number 2. Kenny G was technically the first artist to perform on stage at the VMA Awards last night, but that's because he was a part of Doja Cat's opening performance. What instrument does Kenny G play?
Ooh, the saxophone.
Are Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson dating or not? Over the weekend, Pamela said, and I quote, "I do not and will never feed into PR stunts." Anderson has been married 5 times before, including twice to 2 rockers who fist fought over her live at the VMAs back in 2007. Who were the 2 guys that got into the fight?
Oh, Tommy Lee and I'll just say like Axl Rose.
All right, question number four. 90s teen heartthrob Jonathan Taylor Thomas, 44 today. His breakout role was Randy Taylor on which sitcom? Such a great question.
His poster was in a lot of bedroom walls in the 90s.
Yep.
It's also my birthday today, so we have the same birthday. Let's say it's the Tim the Tool Man show, I think. I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, that's it.
Be a lot
that's
cooler if you did.
Yeah, be much better.
You know, it would be.
Yeah. All right, question number five. Tom Hanks was supposed to get an award at West Point this month for his work with veterans, but they canceled the ceremony. Tom Hanks has portrayed a character in the Army in two different movies. Can you name them both?
Oh, Forrest Gump and Saving Private Ryan.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. Nice work. Nice work indeed.
Kennedy!
Yeah. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. Liam and Morgan. I have them getting 2 out of 5 correct, Dan. Is that,
that
it?
That is also correct.
Yep. Yeah. These were tough, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Swedish DJ Avicii would have been 36 years old today. Can you name Avicii's biggest song?
The Wake Me Up. When it's Wake Me Up.
Featuring Aloe Black, 1-0. Question number two. Kenny G was technically the first artist to perform on stage at the VMA Awards last night. That's because he was a part of Doja Cat's opening performance. Which instrument does Kenny G play?
He plays the saxophone. I think it's the alto.
Sensually.
Dan, you know the difference between the universe and a Kenny G song?
What?
The universe has an ending.
Does Kenny G have long songs?
Kenny G songs back like in the high school years of mine, you don't understand. You were like, I'm going to make dinner for my boyfriend and I'm going to play the Kenny G album.
Just can't tell when they start
so
and when
stupid.
They end. 2-1. Question number three. Are Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson dating or not, Kennedy? People want to know.
I hope they are.
And over the weekend, Pamela said, quote, I do not and will never feed into PR stunts. Huh. Anderson has been married 5 times before, including twice to two rockers who actually fist fought over her at the VMAs back in 2007. Who are they?
Tommy Lee and Kid Rock.
Yes, it was Kid Rock, not Axl Rose. 3-1. Question number four. 90s teen heartthrob Jonathan Taylor Thomas, 44 today. His breakout role was Randy Taylor on which sitcom?
Home Improvement?
Home Improvement was the name of the show, Liam. 4-1. Question number five. Tom Hanks was supposed to get an award at West Point this month for his work with veterans, but they canceled the ceremony. Tom Hanks has portrayed a character in the Army in two different movies. Name them both.
Saving Private Ryan and Forrest Gump.
That is it. Nice work.
That was tricky.
He got shot in the buttocks.
5-2 is the final score. Liam, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you to you and Morgan for calling in to play this morning. Nice work.
Heck yeah. You killed it today, Kennedy.
You did great. You did great. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, my name is Liam from Beverly, and I did not and I cannot be Kennedy.
Hey, but you did celebrate a birthday today, so...
You and Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
And Pink. Also, yes.
All just right. Three legends. The Holy Trinity.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Carol from Hanover.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I am living the dream. How are you?
Same.
We kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Kennedy's leaving, heading into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening on the show. You answer more of these questions right than Kennedy. You win the $100. If you tie, of course, that is a loss for you. Carol, are you ready?
I am ready. Thank you.
Bernie Sanders turns 84 today. He is still actively serving in the United States Senate for which state?
Vermont.
Scarlett Johansson says her husband, Colin Jost, will be back behind the Weekend Update desk for season 51 of Saturday Night Live. Who is Weekend Update's co-anchor that has not announced a return yet?
Oh, I have the only Weekend. Norm Macdonald. You know.
He definitely has not announced a return yet, but that'd be
not
something.
Enough. He's not coming back. I know. He's the only Weekend Update I could think
that
of.
That bumped
right
the ratings.
Question number three. Pink, 46 years old today. Take a listen to this song by Pink and then give us the title.
I guess I just lost my husband. I don't know where he went. So I'm going to drink my money. I'm not going to pay his rent.
Name the song.
I don't know.
Macaulay Culkin says John Candy used to check on him during the making of Uncle Buck because he could tell Macaulay's dad was a monster. He says, and I quote, "I wish I got more of that in my life." Name the John Candy movie where he helps prepare the Jamaican bobsled team for the Winter Olympics.
Oh, my God. Cool running. Cool running.
Question number five. Morgan Wallen flipped a bat during his walkout in Toronto, just like MLB slugger Jose Bautista. The only problem is he flipped the bat into Jose's wife.
Ooh.
What is the name of Morgan's 2025 album?
Oh, my son's going to be so mad at me that I don't know this. I'm the problem?
Let's get Kennedy
I'm
back.
I'm going to call it on the phone.
Let's get you Kennedy should. Back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was a pretty good guess, Carol.
Okay, good. Woo!
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Carol from Hanover, who is a dog walker. Got a 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
How many dogs are we walking today, Carol?
I got about 10 on my list.
That's just good vibes all day.
All day.
Yeah,
all
it
day
is.
Good vibes.
All day long. Yep.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready? Did I tell you she got 3 out of 5 right?
You did. Thank you.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Bernie Sanders, 84 today. He's still actively serving in the United States Senate. For which state?
Vermont.
Tied at 1. Scarlett Johansson says her husband, Colin Jost, will be back behind the Weekend Update desk for season 51 of SNL. Who is Weekend Update's co-anchor that has not announced a return yet?
Michael Che.
Not Norm Macdonald.
The only one I could think of. I know. I felt bad saying it.
That's okay.
2 to 1. Question number 3. Pink, 46 today. Which song is this from Pink, please?
I guess I'm just lying.
It's called So What.
I was watching the U.S. Open yesterday with Pink and her husband Carrie and the kids. We were all watching it together. I mean, they were there and I was watching it on TV, but it was just like I was with them, Dan. 3-1, question number 4. Macaulay Culkin says John Candy used to check on him during the making of Uncle Buck because he could tell Macaulay's dad was a monster. Mm. He adds, quote, "I wish I got more of that in my life." Mm. Name the John Candy movie where he helps prepare the Jamaican bobsled team for the Winter Olympics.
Cool running.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time.
At the Montego Bay Airport, there's a bar called like the Bobsled Bar or something, and that movie just plays on loop.
It's so good.
At the bar the whole time.
Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. I can quote the whole thing.
4-2, question number 5. Morgan Wallen flipped a bat during his walkout in Toronto, just like MLB slugger Jose Bautista does. The only problem is he flipped the bat into Jose's wife. What is the name of Morgan's 2025 album?
I'm the Problem.
That is it.
And oftentimes, he is...
You're not. Yeah. You're wrong.
Where is the lie, Dan? 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. You don't get the cash, Carol. However, you are not walking away empty-handed. You did win yourself a pair of tickets to Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It is coming November 12th at Emerson Colonial Theater. Ready your wands, Boston. Broadway's spellbinding, spectacular Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is coming this holiday season. The magic begins on November 12th.
So
you
excited.
Enjoy those tickets, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you so much. My daughter's going to love that.
Yes. Cue up the butterbeer, I believe, Kennedy.
Yes, let's do it.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Hi, I'm Carol from Hanover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.